We're very excited about graduation day. Excited to have the opportunity to stand before this graduating class at Carson Daly Senior High and deliver the commencement. It's quite an honor. And now may I introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen.
What? I think we have a quick phone call first, don't we?
Oh, we do.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Leslie.
Good morning.
Hi, Leslie.
Hey.
Now remember, we're not voting on the best. We're voting on the worst commencement speech.
You know what? I want to go ahead. I know we're supposed to vote afterwards.
Yeah.
I want to go ahead and place my vote.
For?
Al.
Okay,
we'll put you down.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm waking up this morning.
Al leads 1-0. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Now, ladies and gentlemen, delivering the commencement speech 2001, graduating class of Carson Daly Senior High, from radio station 106.2 KISS FM.
0.1.
I'm sorry, it's misprint. Here's Big Al Matt.
Al, stay away from my daughter.
Fellow Carson Daly High School students, faculty members, administrators, friends, and most of all, our parents. Today is a very special day. In fact, in the words of the great Reverend Brother Pastor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., today is the first day of the rest of our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, our time has come. We have sauteed in the halls of education together for the past 12 years, and today is the day that we initialize the culmination of our mission. In fact, it is now that the true beneficiaries of our vacations will finally come to fruition. Our time has come. Yes, it's been rough. It seems like only yesterday that T-Bone was caught in art class trying to spray paint his teeth gold. It seems like only last week that Thesaurus and La Polygamy had the birthday party for the little 7-year-old girl, Calamarica. Oh yeah, I could sit here and reminisce on all the past. But I would much rather validate this time to the future. That's because our time has come. At this time, I would like to ask that all of the third-time seniors please stand. Ladies and gentlemen, these people define the word perseverance. Some of them students for as many as 19 years. But I ask you, did they give up? Yes. Did they quit? Probably should have. But in the words of the great Harriet Tubman, good things come to those who wait. As I look amongst you, my fellow graduates, I see the future not only for our community, not just our city. I see the future of our great country we call the good old USA. My challenge to you is much like the challenge Rosa Parks made to George Washington Carver before he chopped down that apple tree. She said, George, I dare you to chop down that tree. In closing, I'd like to send a shout out to some of our more distinguished graduates and congratulate them on some of their special achievements. Miss Nectarinia Davis, congratulations on being approved for the Montgomery Wards card. My man Duraflame Johnson, the greatest running back in Carson Daly High School history, congratulations on being our oldest high school graduate without missing a single day of school. And he is the only graduate ever to run for president of the United States during his sophomore year. And finally, our valedictorian, Miss Barometer Harris.
Barometer?
Good luck to you and the other ladies in the new R&B group, Uncle John's Love Babies. To the class of 2001, stay hard, stay strong, and most of all, remember, our time has come. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
Al is not going to lose this
time. No, he's not.
He was so nervous.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Why are you nervous?
No, I'm just nervous.
You did good, Al. It was funny. It was awesome. It was 3 minutes long, but it was worth it.
Right. Taking every funny part out of my speech. I can't compete with that.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. That was way too funny.
That was way too funny.
That was hilarious.
Let your light shine.
Mine sucks now.
Mine sucks worse.
You did it. Al, you're great.
You can still lose.
No, okay. You did good, Al.
Take that, Leslie.
Next up, Gail Lightfoot. We'll present three here and then two on the back side, okay?
Behind us?
Yes.
This wasn't supposed to be funny, was it?
I mean, I didn't make mine funny, Gail.
Okay, okay.
You didn't have to.
Whatever you want to do, Gail.
I mean, I couldn't follow that anyway. That was great.
Ladies and gentlemen, the graduating class, 2001, Carson Daly High School is pleased to welcome from 106.3 KISS FM.
One, kid.
Gail Lightfoot.
Thank you and congratulations. Knowledge is power, Sir Francis Bacon. The first step to knowledge is to know that we are ignorant. Having spent the last 12 years in structured classrooms being educated, you've taken a step or two in the right direction. But from this point on, more than ever before, gathering knowledge is your responsibility, whether in a classroom or in your endeavors and life experiences. You have to acquire knowledge for every aspect of your lives: career, marriage, parenting, personal relationships, passions, aversions, faith. It's through a combination of gathering knowledge and experiencing life that we acquire wisdom. It's through the ability to learn from our mistakes and failures that we are able to achieve our goals and successes. Remember, the more you know, the more you know you don't know. Never cease to learn. Pray for God to use you and obey Him.
Wow.
Man.
Makes my Barometer Harris line feel kind of out of place.
Who was huffing and puffing? Was it that totally boring?
No.
No, Miguel?
Yes,
I thought the huffing was rude.
Everybody's stopped up is all.
Yeah, we're just out of breath. Yeah. I mean, you took our breath away.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, I made mine serious as well, Gail.
I'm going to lose it.
No, you're not.
No, you're not, Gail. You were great.
Because you are a good person.
Al, you want to introduce me?
Sure.
Do I have to go now? I guess I do. Okay.
Why do you have to go now?
That's good.
We drew the order back by the cubicles.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Where's the echo?
Kid, if yours is funny, you might want to end with that. Because mine's not.
Mine's not funny.
Mine's not.
It's just supposed to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me in welcoming. Are you a student?
Our guest.
Special guest.
Our special guest from 106.5.
One.
105.5, Mr. Kid Craddock.
Thank you.
Kelly!
I'd like to start my speech with a quote in the words of the great Shaggy.
Crazy like a long piper, heavy like a lead missile, right?
I'm feeling good.
Al, you have nothing to worry about.
Students?
Now look, I'm trying to rewrite it right now.
Keep it down.
Quiet, please, quiet. They used to call it Crazy Ray.
I begin my speech with a quote.
You just did.
A real one. Compulsion plus passion equals propulsion.
I thought it was expulsion.
Shh. Those words were uttered by one of the smartest men I know, my older brother, Gary. To this day, I can't figure out why he's still working at Pizza Hut. Some things never change. Young women, trust what your mom tells you about guys. Even what grandma tells you about guys, which basically boils down to this. They're faking any kind of sensitivity. Guys have not changed in 5 million years. Only one thing drives them. Guys, how much effort does it take to fake a little of that sensitivity? Like calling her when you're supposed to, stopping by the supermarket to buy some flowers. Well, fine, I know it's a big effort to remember. Trust your dad or granddad on this one. The rewards are many for remembering to buy flowers. Well, fine, I know it's a big effort. Unless time is of the essence, wait a day before sending an important email. You'll be surprised how many paragraphs you'd change after waiting for 24 hours. Never argue with a police officer giving you a traffic ticket. You'll always lose, and it might make things even worse if he's had a bad day. Save the arguments for the court hearing. Never buy fresh shrimp from a pickup truck on the side of the road with Oklahoma license plates. Get it in writing. Do that when discussing property lines with a neighbor. Do it when buying or selling a car or some other expensive item from a friend. Do it when agreeing on freelance work. In other words, pretty much whenever a big chunk of money is involved. I know you've heard it a million times, usually by people who get burned. Get it in writing. Take a chance on love. There is such a thing as love at first sight. And if he or she sends sparks through you, jump and take the chance. Don't be like some people we've talked about, usually for Valentine's Day, talking about how they could have, they should have, but to their perpetual regret, they didn't. Learn to say at least one sentence in Spanish, French, and Italian. It will impress waiters and annoy your friends. And finally, and I always give this advice, and it'll be true forever, so take it very, very seriously. Don't wait to visit tropical islands until you're old. You can ask any filthy rich old person on the beach how much money they'd give to turn back the clock to their 20s. Probably their entire fortune. So graduates, as soon as you can afford the airfare and the cheap hotel, go to Cancun. Thank you.
What was that?
We have a vote. Yes, hello?
I like to vote for a kid, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got a vote. Big Al, it was great. I loved your vow.
I should have used. I should have mispronounced more words. And used racially offensive first name.
Is that funny or serious?
Hey, but in the words of Shaggy,
right? Right.
Oh, God.
So come back with our remaining speeches. It's going to be Kelly and Scott Robb. Our next speaker comes to us from Ketchikus, 106.1, KHKS. Her name is Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you.
We love kids.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. This is a small excerpt from Nelson Mandela's inaugural speech after becoming the first democratically elected state president of South Africa in May of 1994. I've had this speech forwarded to me over the internet, sent to me anonymously through the mail, taped over my desk at work, and hand-delivered to me by a yoga instructor. Somebody obviously thinks this is a message that I needed to hear. And it is a message I would like to share with you, the 2001 senior class of Carson Daly High School. As children, we were taught not to be prideful, for pride is a sin. And don't show off. Nobody likes a bragger. And you think you're so great? Well, there's always somebody better. And with these and many other negative messages filling our young minds, many of us begin to hide our lights under bushels, afraid we might appear to be vain, afraid we wouldn't be liked if we were better at something, afraid to stand out in a crowd, afraid of what people might think, afraid to live, afraid to let our light shine. But as Mr. Mandela reminded me, I am a child of God, and I do not believe God would have me or anyone else created in his image hide their magnificence. And for that reason, I ask you to celebrate your brilliance, celebrate your gorgeous self, celebrate your talent and your creativity. And on this day, celebrate completing your high school education, the accomplishment of preparing yourself to go out and let your light shine before the world. Because as Mr. Mandela also said, as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. Thank you.
That was great.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Good times.
You're going to play the Mandela card.
Man, a lot of Mandela in her speech.
Mm-hmm. How can you lose when you mention Mandela and God 3-4 times?
Kelly knows how to play the game.
Yeah, she does.
And now, joining us from top radio station, 106.1 KISS FM, here's morning show producer Rob Scott.
It's a Scott Rob.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
We love Kelly!
Yes, we all do.
Quit picking on Kelly!
Where's Ken? You got KISS party tickets?
Sorry, go ahead.
Good morning. First of all,
it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, it's not. It's 7:50. First of all, let me say to each of you students here at Carson Daly Senior High School, congratulations. We made it. We all, in some form or another, showed up for enough classes to earn the right to wear a bright blue dress and walk down the aisle to pick up our diplomas. I can remember when Kid Craddock was on the radio my first day of school, how nervous I really was. Would I have on the right clothes? Would I see any of my friends from junior high? Would I get a second glance from any of the fine young ladies who were always hanging out around Big Al Mack from KISS FM after school? Thanks, Al. Well, here it is, 7 years later, and the time just flew by. At the end of it all, I figured out that it's not about the clothes. It's not about the right hairdos, or even the fact that I was the only person in our senior class who could legally buy beer. It's about friendships. And I think there are a number of us here today that can, well, actually look around the room honestly and say to one person, Thanks, kid. I have no idea who you are. Now, before Sister Mary Lynn, I wasn't razzing you.
Sorry, no. Trying to see what was in the metro.
Before Sister Mary Elena makes me sit down, I just want to thank all the teachers who have been here early every Thursday morning for my weekly detention. It's you folks I will miss the most. To everyone else here, our time is done. Let's leave this auditorium today knowing that we will be using... that we will be using algebra in our everyday life.
Chan is the man.
All right.
See, none of us could do this while Kid was speaking because he has all the buttons.
Kid,
let him finish.
I am the respect due.
Thank you and goodbye.
Go ahead.
Is that really it?
Yeah.
Or did you cut it short because of Kid?
That's it. All done.
I'm the only one clapping.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Oh, man. Kid just doesn't want to lose.
What are you talking about? That was great.
You're such a hypocrite.
That was excellent.
Man.
Hello, Kiss. Good morning.
I want to vote for Kid.
Aww.
That's good. You're getting votes, man.
That's three for Kid.
The worst one.
I appreciate that.
Did you hear Scott?
I really did.
Ow. Man.
I did the best I could on it.
On an empty stomach?
No, dog. Look, it's not going to be any of this pandering. Just take it like a man.
No, it's fine.
Take it like a man.
It's fine.
I never get any good calls.
Crystal.
Hi, Kid.
Hi.
I was calling to vote for Scott, but I changed it to Kid because you're so mean to him when he's trying to read.
What are you talking about? How was I mean
That's
to him?
That's the first name.
Well, because you wouldn't even let him talk. All the horns and the sirens and everything. I felt bad. I think you hurt his feelings. So I'm changing my vote to you, Kid.
Thank you.
Oh. He's giving you the crickets.
I love Kelly's. It was so great.
Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you, Crystal.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hi, Renee.
Hey.
Hey, who gets your vote?
Kid, I love you the most. Bye-bye. You're the worst.
Oh.
You know what? Can you give me some constructive criticism?
Yeah.
Writing classes, perhaps? And comedy.
Oh. Aside from that, though.
You were awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for... Is it Renee?
Who was the best?
Bye. Who was the best?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I was crying, laughing so hard at Al.
Yeah. Al was funny.
I love Al.
All right.
And Kelly, I love you, too. And Scott, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, babe.
Thanks, Renee.
And Gail.
Thank you.
For nothing.
Bye.
And Gail. She said Gail, she was hanging up.
Krista.
I say Kid was the worst.
You know what? If you're going to suck at something, suck so bad that you win unanimously.
You know what? Give me some.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
That is my motto.
Thank you, Krista. All right, last vote we take on the air, and then we'll take a grand total of 50 votes in the other room. Grand total. We'll add these to those,
well,
go 50.
Why don't we ask Lindsay how it's going so far?
She's not taking them.
Do you want to know what you're really at now?
Yeah, please.
It's Kid 23.
All right. That's not bad.
Scott 3.
3?
Gail 2. Kelly 2 and Al 1.
23. That's about 32 votes, something like that.
You can still make a comeback.
No, I think it's pretty much over.
No, we got to go to 50, remember?
I'm bleeding bad.
You're the Mavericks and I'm San Antonio right now, dog.
Yeah, it's a blowout. I'm putting in the second string. So where am I going to speak?
But Al, you realize the only vote you got was before the speeches were given.
That was great.
How about that?
Yeah, I was so scared. I was like, oh.
You were trembling. I understand why you were so
shaking.
Scared.
I don't know why some things make me nervous like that. And so, you know, I can do something else. And it won't make me nervous at all. But I was nervous.
That was good.
I think we've learned something here, Al, in these contests. If you will pull out the racial epitaphs and stereotyping.
Look at you lashing out. You're such a bad loser.
We did learn something. If Al prepares something, then it works.
It's very funny. Your speech was hilarious.
Thanks, man.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to vote for Flake, Bert, and Rich for the best.
All right.
Kid for the worst.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, man.
So anybody but me was better, right?
People that don't work here was better than you.
Yeah.
Did the little dogs at Man's Best Friend, do they graduate?
I would love to do an obedience school. That would be great.
You can take Al's dog with you.
And the loser of the commencement speech 2001 is...
Kid Craddock in the morning. at kidkids.com.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
On 106.1 KISS FM.